Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts for this week. You know, we're in a time of the year where it is Resurrection Sunday coming, where God gave us the blessed hope, eternal life when Jesus was raised from the dead. Because we're all sinners, and God rescued us. It says in Jeremiah 29:13, "You will seek me and find me, and when you seek me with all your heart." I think a lot of us have had a lot of challenges, and sometimes we just breathe a sigh of relief when someone is rescued from danger, whether it's a child from a burning building. The news is full of this kind of stuff. And we think, wow, person from a mangled wreck, a victim from a physical or emotional clutches of an assailant. Well, we can also consider the relief felt by those who find freedom from addiction. And I can relate to that as a recovered alcoholic, or from the ravages of a toxic relationship even, or the change of codependency. But what about the joy of one being released from a long time of incarceration in prison or jail? Well, freedom feels good, because it is good. Yet, as exhilarating as physical and mental and emotional relational relief may be, there's even greater deliverance available to all who receive it. And that's the freedom that comes through forgiveness, that sets all things right between us and God. He provided forgiveness, the washing away of our sins through the death of His Son. I want you to know, through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Acts 13:38. The God of heaven, who so loved the world that He gave His only Son, John 3:16, has pursued us as a wayward people. You've heard me say this many times. I like this scripture in Isaiah 53:6. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned our own way, and the Lord had laid on Him the iniquity of all of us. Isaiah 53:6. So God's pursuit of the lost, alienated people who headed in the wrong direction in life, is described by one of the songwriters like this: "Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, to rescue me from danger, brought me with His precious blood." So, if you will just seek God's grace and forgiveness, especially this time of the year, but any time, and it's a challenge. But if you haven't turned to God for forgiveness through Christ, you're going to be heading in the wrong way. There's a lot of things out there, a lot of hurt and pain and different things, and, you know, we can't be forgiven unless we forgive. Life's too short to keep holding grudges or anything like that, especially this time of the year when we're thinking about what Christ had done for us with the gift of eternal life. So if you haven't turned to God for forgiveness through Jesus, I just want you to take a moment and do it now. If I do, just keep on reversing the course and running the one who runs after you. When you seek Him, you'll find Him. Well, what a joy, this particular time of the year. One of the bad things about this time of the year is pollen. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice or not, but the pollen is pretty bad. And I just sneezing and all that, but God is good. We have a lot of things going on at the church. We got an upcoming garage sale, celebration, and different things like that. We'll be giving you more information about it as time goes on. But we do have an awful lot of prayers and people that need a touch from God. So with this little segment here, we come into a prayer of agreement with and for those that we know about. And God knows even the ones that we don't know about, because He knows our heart. Now, Satan can't read your mind, but he can certainly play tricks on your mind. But God knows your heart. So we come and close this little segment with the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Have a blessed day.